It's the Mamas on Magic.
Happy Halloween. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
AKA the Mamas on Magic. And this week, in keeping with Halloween, we've been talking about things that scare parents most. And perhaps at or near the top of that list are accidents. As parents, the idea of one of our kids being in a serious accident is enough to take your breath away.
Ugh, it really is. And because we live in a society where we get news 24 hours a day, we hear lots of reports about kids in accidents. And it can make you paranoid. Gwen and I will both admit to being worrywarts when it comes to our kids.
Oh, yes. We are world-class warriors, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
But we all know it's impossible to prevent every accident. Things just happen sometimes, and all we can do is prevent as many accidents as possible and keep the first aid kits nearby. I have two in my house, one downstairs, one upstairs, and I keep one in the minivan, too.
If you're not sure what your first aid kit should include, besides the obvious Band-Aids and Neosporin, we have a link on our website written by a local Mercy doctor who's also a mom, and she lists 8 things every mom should have in their home first aid kit, so be sure to check that out on nwamotherload.com.
And be extra careful today and tonight because every year there are accidents on Halloween. There'll be tons of kids on sidewalks and streets tonight, so be hyper aware of that because the kids will be excited, maybe a little hopped up on candy, and sometimes they dart out in the street even before parents can grab hold of them.
So drive safe tonight, have lots of fun, and from our families to yours, happy Halloween!